Hi, dictation for patient Seema J. Palmer, SEMAJPALMER. Date of services 4/18/2024. Date of birth is 4/10/1990. Date of accident 8/2/2023. The patient is here subsequent to a motor vehicular accident where she was T-boned on the driver's side. And she was traveling as a front seat passenger on the day. It impacted her with severe headaches, front and right temple, left temple, and severe dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, disorientation, focus problem, blurred vision, as well as pain in the left shoulder and lower back mainly, and some pain in the left chest with painful breathing. Currently, she has been following up. She has had two epidural injections, in one in December 2023 and another February of 2024. With some relief, she has had trigger point injections also twice. She's found to have a involvement of left sacroiliac joint and involvement of the cervical and lumbar disc multiple. And she suffers from TBI as proven by the NeuroQuant studies. She has a bulging disc of C23, C34, C45, C56, C67 with superimposed foraminal protrusion at C45. In the lumbar region, patient is found to have herniated disc at L45 and L5S1. And bulging disc at L3-4. In the thoracic region, patient has a herniated disc. The patient has had a continuous physical therapy since the time of accident with moderate relief. She reports of severe depression and panic and mood problems. In the thoracic spine, she also is found to have a herniated disc at T3-4, T5-6, T6-7, and T7 and T8. Patient has been doing neuropsych therapy, psychiatric therapy, neurology treatment. She also has a patient management services. The chest pain on the left side is improved. The shooting pain on the left buttock and left upper thigh posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion is still present. She's seeing Dr. Burns at neurology, and she's also seeing her primary physician. He is taking she's requesting some depression medicine. Counseling is going on. Today she reports her 60% improvement in the pain in the lower back and middle back. And the left shoulder also is slightly improved. 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 is the pain level. And The patient has seen neurologist Dr. Burns as well as Dr. Lynn, eye doctor, for further specialty referrals. The pain level is from 7 to 8, while ADLs are affected 7. 70% improvement is reported by the patient. And kindly review the chart for the ADLs for the system review and for substance abuse additional history. And and the compliance history. In the physical examination, please mention the blood pressure is 100 over 70, pulse is 70, and the rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 3/21/2024, dictation number 0326-034. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is, after doing the Hamilton depression scale with the patient, it was found that the patient is suffering from moderate depression, and she is being provided with the medications as follows: Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory, Effifax 20 milligram a day for the stomach protection, Ultram 50 milligram PRN for headaches and pain. Wellbutrin is provided for mood issue, 150 milligram XL. Neurontin 50 milligram twice a day for the radiculopathy and for headache. Furosets are also provided, 50 tablets for headaches. So far, she wants to continue her physical therapy, which is now ordered to continue 2 times a week with traction massage, neck and the lower back and the shoulder. And she remains off work for now, and housework replacement case management is checked. The MRIs were reviewed with the patient at length. All the options were discussed, from further injection treatment to further surgery and spinal cord stimulation device. We have discussed the referral to spine surgeon. Once she has a consent, we'll take care of that. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.